Yo, people, what's good? It's your boy Dave. Got a couple of my brothers here. Got Rasta and Chocolate Sensation here. Wanna say what's up? Say what's up, Rasta.
Yeah, what's going
on? Say what's up, Chop. Yeah, well, I'm a guess. So anyway, today's topic is, why do men who want to be fathers have to pay child support? Once again, why do men who want to be fathers have to pay child support? See, I've been looking at this topic for a while. You know, of course, I'm one of those guys that have to pay child support, but I'd rather be a dad. I'm that guy that, you know, wants to have his kids full time, 50% of the time. But these stupid ass court systems won't allow that. So I've been doing a lot of research. And I realized that the system is structured to hold black people down. Black men, black kids. Like, I was in court one day. This guy was fighting to have shared custody. It was a white guy fighting his ex to have shared custody. She had primary residence. So he got the kid every other weekend, like overnights, whatever. The judge gave him shared custody. No arguments. He didn't have a lawyer or nothing. I go up there. Mom gets primary residence. So I truly believe the system is hell bent on keeping the black kids down. Because if you do your study, black children are two times more likely to end up in prison without a father in the house. If you notice, gangs are mostly comprised of blacks, Mexicans, you know, Hispanics. You don't see too many white gangs out there. I mean, the most you see on a white gang is like Hell's Angels, like, you know, the motorcycle club, stuff like that. But you don't see white gangs out there that are, you know, trying to kill people and all that stuff. It's just crazy, right? So, forgive me, y'all. Notification. So, what I'm saying is that it just bugs me out that the system would rather take money out your pocket than allow you to raise your kids. So, my son is not going to learn how to open a door for a woman because he's getting X amount of dollars a month. He's not going to know to pull a chair out. No, he's only going to learn how to treat a woman by the way I treat a woman, not by how much I give him. And what's sad is that these dumbass moms out here would rather keep the kid from the dad than let the dad see him. Now, you can't have shared custody. And I just don't get that. I don't get that at all. I'll never understand it. And I think they're stupid. Because no woman can raise a freaking man, a boy to be a man. No man can raise a woman to be a female. But the difference is that a man can raise a woman and teach a woman what to look out for. But 9 out of 10 times, that woman becomes too independent. She doesn't know how to love. Stuff like that. Then you get boys who are raised by these women. These young boys don't know anything about respect, how to take care of her, how to love her, because these women normally can't get a good man because they're too busy out here being bitter towards their ex. So now the other guy's looking at them like, oh, I don't want to deal with you. You taking this dude for child support when he constantly wants to be a dad. So now that guy don't want nothing to do with you because he's looking at you sideways like, well, shoot, if you're doing that to him, you're going to do that to me. I'm out. It's just crazy, yo. And I just don't understand the court systems at all. So I'm going to start reaching out to legislators and see if there's a way we can start changing these laws that these moms that want primary residence, when the dad is legit, he can take care. When the dad is there to be a dad, then guess what? Then guess what, moms? You need to start taking care of everything yourself then. So, Rasta, what do you think about that?
All right, yo, check it out.
There's one thing I have to say about child support. I mean, definitely agree with it. What do you mean you agree? Hold on, brother. Hold on. All right, go ahead. Yeah, when it comes to child support, me agree. When a dad does not want to be a dad.
Oh, okay. So you tell me.
I'm going to say, hold on, boy. When a dad wants to be a dad, if I'm not want to do the thing, the right thing, if I'm not want to go and take care of him children, then him should have to pay some type of dollar. I'm going to get that. But when you have a dude like my brother Dave, who some of these men out there that want to be a father, who want to raise his children, who want his children 50% of the time, him should not pay nothing. I'm going to not get that. It's mind-boggling how every day we have these men out here in society who want to be men, and then, them screw them and make them pay crazy amounts of dollars.
Yeah, let me say something real quick. Watch.
Go ahead, Lamar.
Yeah, this is a guy I know, right? Cool dude I'm talking to. He's going through the same thing. He told me the other day, he was paying $2,400 a month for two children. Now it's eight something every 2 weeks. And if you miss a payment, you go to jail. If you're late on a payment, you go to jail. It's really crazy how sinister these people are. You know, it doesn't make any sense. How dumb these courts are. Like, they rather send you to jail instead of giving you your kid. I don't get that. You know, I'll tell you a story. When I was in the Navy at Washington State, I'll never forget this. I was with a chick who had a little girl. We were married. And thank God she wasn't spiteful. She told me, she said, I'm not like this, but if I wanted to take you for child support and we broke up, I could. I said, you can't. No, she ain't my kid. Shoot. Let me tell you something, people. I was in court. I'll never forget this. This white guy with his white girlfriend, a little white girl, he was in the court. The chick was taking him for child support. So the judge said, what are you looking, ma'am? She said, I want child support. Blah, 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 blah. So the dude was like, that ain't my kid. The judge looked at him and said, no one to pay support? He was like, no, it's not my kid. I ain't birthed that kid. It's not my biological. He said, I'll still be there for it, but I'm not, no. So the judge said, how long have you known this little girl? He said, since she was born. He said, how old is she now? 3. Does she call you daddy? He said, yes. Then you're paying child support. And I was like, are you kidding me? You can do that? Yo, I'm so fed up with this system that, you know what? There was a time I was thinking about giving up my rights because I'm tired of this system. I'm tired of the system screwing us black men and not allowing us to have our children. We go to court. We have a place for the kids. Like, for instance, I'm retired. Excuse me. I can be a stay-at-home dad, and the judge won't give me my kid. So now I had to do a pre-trial investigation. Had to have somebody come to my house, paid $400 for that. Had to pay $900 to go get a psych eval for me. And then we got to split it down the middle for my son at $700, which I got to pay $1,250 to get my psych eval and my son to get a psych eval. Is that crazy or what? In order for me to, so because you stupid ass women out here want to be holding kids from their dads, we got to keep kicking our money. It's more expensive. It's cheaper to just work together. Because then the flip side to it is when a dude gets mad and now I'm looking at her like cross eyed, like, yo, you can't ask me for shit. Nothing. Squat. You can't ask me for nothing. There's nothing on God's green earth that you can come to me for and be like, yo, can... No. Hell no. Child support makes men bitter. No. Child support makes good men bitter. Because now we start taking things out on the kids indirectly. The mom... Now, we're paying $500, $600, $700 a month or every 2 weeks. And then mom calls and say, yo, so-and-so needs cleats for school. That's not my problem anymore. Yeah, y'all might say, oh, that's crazy. That's not right. Or I don't think you should neglect the child. But I'm not kicking out no more money. That's crazy. And that's normally what happens. Men get bitter because they got to pay all this money out when they would just rather have their kids and take their kids out, have their kids home with them. It's crazy. And now, excuse me, people. Now I got to go to court and have a total stranger decide where my son goes. This lady don't know me, don't know my kid's mom. All she knows is what we say. Now I got to pay all this crazy money to get a freaking lawyer. And that's why it's going to get bitter. So I'm going to start doing something. Hey, like, like, can I see us up in there, Dave? Yes, lift me up no one. All right, go ahead. Chop. Sensation. Let me see what I say. Ladies, wagwan. Let me tell you something, ladies. Y'all need to stop with the blood clot nonsense. That's why I mean, I have no children right now. I've been so tired of these women. A lot of my brethren, man, them have multiple gals. And them not wanting, them not set to down. You know why? Because they have, I have a brother who me know that dude has one child, man. Them raking them through the dirt. Them pay $1,000 a month for one child. They're right. The man said, man, I have no more kids, man. Him run into a woman that said, yeah, I want children. I'm like, no, I'm not getting no children. I'm not deal with the nonsense, man. That's scary business, man. I'm blood clot messing with it. They're right. It's crazy. Because as soon as I have a chat with the girl and not worried, I seen him. As soon as I work with the girl, I seen no man caught in front of blood clot stranger who would tell me I got to pay some type of money for a chat. Man, what chat, you know, uses $1,000 a month? Never mind. That blood clot create a blues and skirt, man. I'm stupid to ride to dear. You feel me now, huh? I guess you understand. Yeah, Dave. That's 100% true, man. That's crazy how them come and they're stealing money from my pockets, the one. And then these women get mad when I want to deal with them. They get mad like, my manure dude, his ex-girl, take him for all this money for child support right there. And then soon as her car broke down, she come to home and say, yeah, I can't do anything. I need your help with your man. Cause my car can't move. I can't keep the school. So the dude say, yo, let them live with me, then I'ma take care of it. The girl, nah, I'm not wanna do that. And I'm like, that's crazy in her eyes. Yeah, I don't get it. Why can't the boy just live with the helmet? That's another thing. You know, if any woman hear this, yo, I need to stop with this nonsense because you're making men neglect their children. And then everybody calls us bad dads, bad this, bad. It's not that we're bad dads, we're just tired. We're not going to go the extra mile now. So I'll tell you a story real quick. My youngest son's birthday is tomorrow. He'll be 13. Praise the God. Praise the Lord for that. So his mom was going to throw him two birthday parties, right? She's going to throw him one on Friday, which is the 9th, which is his birthday, and then on Saturday. She can't do the second one because she doesn't have the money. Now, if she wasn't being such a bee trying to get a whole bunch of money out of me, I would have coughed up whatever it cost for Saturday. I'm not doing it now. I don't care what people think about me. I'm not doing it. No way, no how. Not at all. Hi, Holla. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'll never understand is why do people try to hurt people because they're hurt. If you're mad, get over it. Stop taking that on a kid. Another thing you stupid ass moms do is y'all want to go out there and badmouth dads to the kids. Now the kids is looking at us cross-eyed because you're badmouthing us. It took me a while to rebuild my relationship with my 20-year-old. When he was growing up, he kind of borderline hated me because his mom was in his ear telling him I didn't love him, I didn't want to have nothing to do with him. Dude, that's crazy. Oh, man, that's crazy. Me, I'm in a blood glass, slap the blues and scare out of them. Well, you know, can't hit women, dude. Yeah, man, you're right. But I'm still, but I'm love the lick on them, man. Right, shit. I know. I get you, but that's not where it's at, man. So, I don't have a long podcast. So I'll see y'all in about another 2 weeks on another topic. Who knows? might be a custody topic. So with that being said, yo, everybody stay up, be cool, and stop going out there trying to hurt one another, man. Love one another and love each other for those children, or at least get along for the children. Stop hating one another to the point where the kid is the one being hurt the most, because now you can't ask the person that you're hitting for child support, you can't ask that person for a red cent if you get into a jam. You're so big. Y'all women are so busy focusing on now. I want to get them now. I want to hurt them now. I want to stick them for this type of money. I want to do this. I want to do this to a man that wants to be there for his kid. And you don't recognize that if you get into any type of serious jam financially, you're beat. He's not going to come out of his pocket for nothing extra. Nothing extra. So stop being idiots and be like, yo, you want to see your kid? Look, you can come get your kid. We can do every other week. But the first time you decide that you want to start neglecting them, I'm taking you for child support. You can do that. That makes sense. If you say, come get your kid every other week, and then he starts reneging because he got a new girl. Hey, you know what? I can't do it this week, or I can't do it that week. Then you tell him, look, man, you're either going to be a dad or you're going to pay. And I totally, totally support that. When I lived in Maryland and I didn't have access to my kid every other week, I paid because I couldn't come up every other weekend and grab him. So I paid. But when I moved back to Delaware and I was here and my son is only 15, 20 minutes away from me, now she wants to be like, you can't have him. You can get him every other weekend. Now I got to pay all this money because she wants to be a B? Women, stop. You're hurting your children. You're not hurting the man. I mean, you're hurting them briefly financially, but you're hurting the children because you can't. He's not going to give extra. We won't give extra. We won't give a red cent extra, no matter what type of situation you're in. We don't care. And that's that. So with that, yo, we out. Be cool. Yeah, Lieta. Yeah, man, Lieta. What's up, my peoples? Yo, 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 this your boy, Dizave. And I got brothers here. Well, one of them, Rasta. Sensations out of the country right now. So, Rasta, we got a heck of a topic to talk about. It might be a little controversial. People are going to probably get upset about this one. But, oh well, it is what it is. So, the topic is, why are people perverting God's covenant? Once again, why are people perverting God's covenant? The covenant I'm talking about is the rainbow. So me and Rasta had a little bit to talk about that. It's just something that was brought up by somebody I met recently. She says, you know, we don't talk anymore, but she said that people are perverting God's covenant, the rainbow. See, the rainbow is God's covenant. Whoa, 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 what up, bro? You not introduced me, never mind. My fault. Everybody, Rasta.
What people out there? Hey, yeah, I can't wait to talk about this thing right here, man. This subject crazy to Rasta there, boy. Yo, boom, my God, crazy Rasta.
Okay, that's Rasta. So anyway, for years now, there's a community that has been perverting the God's covenant, which is the rainbow. The rainbow is supposed to signify that he sent to Noah after the big flood that he would never flood the earth again in order to flood it to kill people. Because we know that parts of the earth have been flooded. But he would never flood the earth to wipe the people off the face of the earth. We will actually die by fire. So it's just crazy that people are perverting that covenant. Like, who gave them the right to take that rainbow and say, this is our sick, this is what we are. This rainbow signifies who we are. And I believe that's why this earth is in such turmoil. Not because of that community, but because of so much nonsense that's going on. There's wildfires everywhere, earthquakes going crazy. This is the signs of the times. I don't know when he's coming back because he says no man will know. He's going to come back like a thief in the night.
Excuse me. And I truly believe that we have gotten so out of hand as human beings that God just had enough. I mean, he wiped the face of the earth last time because he said he was tired of how men were with their will. Like, they were just bugged out. And I believe, you know, he said he's not going to wipe the earth out again until Jesus comes back. But why use the rainbow, which is God's covenant, to signify who they are?
Yeah, let me speak upon that there, boy.
All right, go see what you got to say.
Yeah, man. My father said I blew a glad rainbow, now, man. I don't understand who on earth can think about using that thing as a signal to say, yo, I like that same sex, now, man. I don't get that there, boy. See, well, go on with the blue clot, the churches, you know, man, especially them Catholic churches, dude. Is that them, like, for instance, you know, I think that you know, may not understand how a Catholic church, the man, supposed to live by that same blood clot book, talk about there, you marry a same sex couple.
I get that. Sorry, I mean cut you off, Rasa.
Nah, you're cool. But I'm not get that there, boy.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat. I'm in the same boat. Like, why in God's name are churches marrying same-sex people? Why? The Bible literally forbids that, yo. It forbids it. And these, so I was told the other day that I'm not gonna put none out there, but a pastor had to marry a Catholic woman and a Christian man because the Catholic woman had been divorced, so they wouldn't marry her because one, she was divorced, and two, her husband was Christian, not Catholic. That doesn't make any sense. So you're not going to marry somebody because, according to the word, if you get divorced, the woman's not supposed to get married, not allowed to marry another man because she's divorced. So they still consider that adultery. But yet the Catholic Church will marry same-sex people when the Bible literally forbids that. Sodom and Gomorrah talks about it all day long. How God dropped brimstone and hell on a city because they were engaging in so much homosexuality, he just decided to destroy that town. And he told them, don't look back, just roll out. So, what is going on? You take God's covenant, use it and say, hey, we're the gay community, this is our covenant. This is our covenant, or this is our sign, our insignia. That's a slap in God's face. Not only are you dealing with the same sex, slapping them in the face, but then you're taking this covenant and using it and saying, this is who we are. Like, that's crazy. Yo, Ross, what do you got to say about that?
Brother, man, a few words, man. When I come to that, man, I understand what I'm talking about, man. Because, yo, it mashed me up the ass, man. It makes me feel like just... make one shed blood and scared tears their eyes at them, man, because they don't understand what's going on in the community, man. And that time, you know, I take a blood clot, take a true one, upon a sign, a street sign, and say, you come here, it's our community, man. I'm crazy their eyes at there.
Yeah, because, yo, Philly got that. They got the rainbow signs on certain street signs down in the city to let you know that that's that community. I don't get it. It bugs me out. Truly bugs me out. And this is going to be a controversial topic. I'm okay with it. Doesn't bother me because I'm a man of God. I don't throw stones. I do live in a glass house or something. So I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to say you're going to hell for it. It has nothing to do with that. But why take God's covenant and pervert it? That's his covenant. That's his thing telling the earth that I will never kill y'all with floods. I won't kill the whole entire earth with floods. But you use it to say, hey, get a taste of the rainbow. I don't get it. I don't get it. Whoo, this world is something else. But it's not going to be a long podcast. This was a short one. Just food for thought, you know. I talked to my pastor often about that. Like, why are these churches marrying the same-sex people? When the word literally says no. So a pastor asked my pastor one day, would he marry the same-sex person, same-sex? He said no, because it's not in line with God's word. And the other pastor said, yeah, but it's law. It's not the law. It's just something that is legal now, but it's not the law. So it's not like they're making the law. They got laws for all these different people, the different groups. Like, they're allowed to get health care benefits if they get married. They get the same benefits that a man and woman get that unite in holy matrimony. So if you're a man and man and woman and woman, you get the same benefits that we get. They're allowing you to adopt children now. Like, so you're raising children in a household, letting the child know that it's okay to kiss another man. You get a boy and you raise that boy who's potentially going to be straight. See y'all holding hands and kissing. He's like, oh, okay. So now that boy goes out and decides in school he wants to kiss on another boy or try to kiss another boy, thinking it's cool. And they beat the dog mess out of him because they're like, yo, don't come at me like that. It's crazy. This world is so jacked up. So with that, gotta go. Y'all be cool. Rasta out. Nah, my man, I'm going to say a couple things more. All right, say what you got to say. Yeah. I agree with D. If I say that, yeah, I need to change our ways, man. As I understand what's going on with these people that are out there. No need to be gay. That's our choice. It's not, you weren't born that way. Yeah, it's our choice. You want to live that way, you live that way. So me go rob a bank and say, oh, me born to rob banks. Me go to jail because me rob a bank. Nah, man. It was our choice. That's just what I believe is our choice. So with that, man, my old mouth not necessarily me disgusted later. Peace. All right, well, that's Rasta. Y'all be cool. Yo, peace, love, and hair grease. Holla at you.